It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Who's Gary?
All right, we are in the final hour.
Oh, I watched Weird Science over the weekend. I did.
Oh, God.
Saturday. I needed a laugh Saturday night.
It's one of the best lines ever, and it's... A lot of people don't get it. Gary? Who's Gary?
Who's Gary?
God, it's my favorite scene.
No, mine's the bar scene.
Well, yeah.
Got it.
Come on, when they go to the club? Anthony Michael Hall's finest work.
She's in the Malacca's, Dino.
Finest work. All right, it is a What's Up With That Wednesday. We'll take your... Let's get some good What's Up With That Wednesday text coming up at 12:30. All right? We want them. 49451. Anything and everything on the table. We'll talk to Fitzy, our guy Everett Fitzhugh, broadcaster for the Kraken, because tonight, welcome back. Hockey.
Yeah.
The Canadians plant their flag today.
Mm.
Happy Hockey Day to Mrs. Trudeau.
I always forget which one of these is the right one. Nah, it's not.
You got seven teams left. 10 years from now, you probably have two teams left. You know, because God forbid we need any more teams in Canada. Wichita. Probably going to get a team.
Wichita?
Albuquerque.
Oh, the Boll Weevils?
The Albuquerque Dust Bowlers will probably
The Road
rip them away from Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
Winnipeg will probably travel to Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, boy.
Sure, it'll be great there.
What would be the mascot there?
I don't think I can say. Headlines brought to you by VenueKings.com. It is Hockey Day. It's back. Brian Schottenheimer fired after 3 years with Seattle. Of course, you know that by now. We've been talking all day long about old Brian Schottenheimer. What do you want? Our help wanted ad. We've done our help wanted ad, what you want, and a new offensive coordinator there for your Seattle Seahawks. But, I don't know, man. I just it's our top story of the day. Clearly is where do you go next with Pete Carroll?
Yeah.
He's just a... Again, he's an elite motivator with a great defensive mind. He just needs an elite offensive coordinator. You combine that elite motivation that he does have with an elite offensive coordinator, someone willing to push the boundaries of what it is offensively. That doesn't mean you disregard the run. Every team runs. I mean, hell, even the Chiefs run. I mean, whoever throws the ball.
A running back in the first round.
You probably know this. Who throws the ball the most in the NFL? Do you know who that is?
I don't.
Okay, so Chiefs, Bills, maybe? They seem like they're the two teams that throw the ball over the ball.
Probably, sure.
They still do run the ball. Yeah. You're right. They drafted running backs. Mm-hmm. Edwards-Hilaire got drafted by Kansas City because they know the importance of a running back.
The Bills drafted running backs each of the last two drafts. Devin Singletary and then Zach Moss.
Zach Moss. They can use them in different ways. You don't have to hand them the ball off every time. It's okay to throw a screen pass, throw out in the flat, use them differently. And I think that's kind of what they do as well.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly in New Orleans, how Sean Payton does things, they don't ignore the running game.
No.
Alvin Kamara is just a different back, and then you supplement him with Murray. They just do it differently.
I would say over the years, that's been the most, just in my mind, pass-heavy offense.
Yeah.
Like, I think that they just use the run to keep defenses honest, but it's a great mix. Sean Payton's an excellent play caller.
I go back to the national title game. It's a pass-heavy Alabama offense. But it's not like, here's the thing. When they got down, the one thing that always drove me nuts about Leach is you see Leach's offense spread around all the NFL. Leach's offense was always great 20 to the 20. And what always drove me nuts about Mike Leach was once he got to the 20-yard line, adapt. All right, let's say the 10. Change it up. Run a difference. Get under center. Do something different. Because what allowed you to go 70 yards down the field That doesn't work when you have 10 yards to work with.
Yeah.
Change it up. Run the ball more. Do something different. It's how others in his system have evolved over the years, like Lincoln Riley and other of these guys that came out of that air raid offense started to use the running back more. Mike Gundy as well. I just wish he would understand that the best way and easiest way to get the ball down the field is going to be through the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get in the red zone, like Sarkisian showed you, when you get in the red zone, oh, we'll run it. We can be physical. We'll line up with a fullback. We'll bring in two tight ends. You know, we'll run it. We'll go right at you.
Yeah.
I just hope that he does it, because I think if he doesn't, and if he hires someone that is just a yes guy, and if he, like,
is probably what he thought he was getting in Shoddy.
Right. If he fulfills Kevin Shockey's deepest nightmare, and promotes Dave Canales, who is the passing game coordinator,
I'm out.
To the offensive coordinator position,
I am out.
He is going to get what he wants, and that is just, I want someone who's going to do what I tell them to do. And I can see that fracturing a relationship with your franchise quarterback. And then at some point, it can be to a point where you cannot repair it, and you'll have to make a call. You either make a call on the greatest coach you've had in your franchise or the greatest quarterback you've had in your franchise. Because I guarantee Russell Wilson's not going to be happy. He can, it's all about winning, but he's not going to be happy with turning and handing the ball off all the time. He's just not going to be. He's not going to like it. Because he knows what he can do in a system that will take his best attributes and put them on display. That's not ignoring the running game, but that's putting him on the move and trusting the game in his hands like you did earlier in the season. And yeah, did he make mistakes? Well, of course he did. But you correct those mistakes. You just don't completely eliminate what you were doing offensively and switch back to a totally different system that you were in the first half of the season. That's my biggest fear with this hire, is that it ends that. Because he's going to be a free agent 23, but even before that, you go next season and then 22. And if they are operating in a fashion which he doesn't like, does he say at that point, I want out. I want to go to a place that's going to take, in the last part of my career, take advantage of my skill set. Don't think it can. It just happened this past year. You just saw one of the greatest breakups ever happen.
Brady and Belichick. It's hard to see it going in a good direction, isn't it? I mean, this ended up being, and we don't know what's going to happen. Obviously, we have no idea who he's going to bring in. It's hard to close your eyes, though, with what Pete Carroll said and what we know about him in the 10, 11 years that he's been here. And, you know, close your eyes and imagine this being something good for this offense and for the team. It'll be good for Pete Carroll because he'll get what he wants. But I mean, it won't be even ultimately, because ultimately he wants more Super Bowls, right? So I don't know.
It's just, he's got to find, I just wish he would relinquish his power over that position and just allow someone who is as equal mind of his, like he is on the defensive side, to come in and be instrumental in that offense. I see plenty of teams who use the pass from the 20 to the 20. They get inside the red zone. They're as physical as anyone. And that's the type of stuff that you can do. And that's the type of offense that you should have. You should have someone who's multiple, who is creative. I think that clearly was lacking in Schottenheimer at times. Their system in the beginning did work well. Once they adjusted, clearly they didn't adjust soon enough. But don't waste a guy's prime.
Yeah.
Don't do it. He's 32. He's got... The way he keeps in shape, I don't know. He's got eight more years at least of blocking and rolling.
I guess the good news is that the two are not mutually exclusive. Like, you don't have to, just because you're running the football a lot doesn't mean you can't also be creative, A, in the way you run the football, and then B, in the passing game when you do pass. You're not going to only run. Obviously, you're still going to pass. But you can still do creative things and use the most out of Russell and the weapons that you have the times that you do pass. And so I hope that there is somebody out there that, A, will run the ball like Pete Carroll wants him to, but then, B, is going to have that creativity, that ingenuity, and going to keep defenses guessing. You can have both.
Yeah. You can, if the one guy that at least was brought up yesterday with Garofalo, who tweeted out the Shane Steichen guy, who was the OC at the Chargers, who took over once they fired Ken Wisenhunt, and then he was made the permanent guy. If that's what he wants, this run-first offensive coordinator, well, he wasn't a run-first offensive coordinator. He did the exact opposite of that. I mean,
yeah,
they were 6th in passing, and they were 18th in running it. They ran the ball less than you did. Now, Justin Herbert, the word is down there, according to Garofalo, that Herbert loves him and wants him to stay. And Pep Hamilton is his quarterback coach. But again, that was the first name, at least Garofalo, that had surfaced yesterday, was that guy. 35 years old. He's only done it for a year. Clearly would, you know, he wants a full-time gig.
Yeah.
So he clearly would listen to whatever Carroll wants to do. But as we said earlier, a game earlier this year, 3rd-and-1 with 22 seconds to go, going into the half against Atlanta, no timeouts. He called a run, and the clock ran out.
Well, he's a rookie. But so with Lynn being fired, so
that's a Carroll guy.
Did they fire all? Did they fire all of his guys, or is everybody just kind of in limbo right now down there?
Well, I think they're all free agents. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, I don't know, man. We're not. That's why we're not playing the name game, because we don't know.
No name game.
Yeah.
Fullback, please. At times, use of a tight end down the middle.
Yes.
Screens.
Sure.
Tempo.
Yeah.
Snapping the ball with 14 seconds left on the play clock.
Just look like a normal offense. How about that?
Move the pocket. RPO. Incorporate what we see in college more often. And
I see Drew Brees and I see Rod. I see these quarterbacks and they're throwing the ball and it's like middle of the range, you know, intermediate routes and everything. They're completing passes and moving the chains. I'm just like, it doesn't look that way most times.
If you want to go back to the old school stuff, you know, start pounding it like they did in the first couple of years when you don't have that same defense, then I say move the guy. Because, I mean, there's no reason to spend $35-plus million and take that hit if that's how you want to play. It just makes no sense, yeah, at least to me. All right, coming up next, it's What's Up With That Wednesday. But before that, a little visit with Everett Fitzhugh. Fitzy! Fitzy's going to join us, new Kraken broadcaster, because it is the hockey night is here. It's the opening night in hockey, and a year from now, we'll be talking about the Kraken.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Release the Kraken!
Fire!
That's right! We're not supposed to play this song anymore, right?
What?
Yeah. Nah, man. I don't care. But
it's the hockey song, right?
I think there's some people that don't want this one played anymore. You Google it. I'm all in.
No, I don't want to.
I love the song. A year from now, I guess less than a year from now, but just play along, all right?
Okay.
A year from now, Seattle Kraken will be dropping the puck on the ice at Climate Pledge Arena as the Kraken mascot comes up from the sea. They'll be taking on the Canucks. Let's say it's the Canucks.
I hope so. Or the Knights.
On the call will be our guy, Everett Fitzhugh. Fitzy, we like to call him. We talked to Fitzy when he was hired, the first broadcaster for the Seattle Kraken. He's back with us to talk about opening night and a year from now. Fitzy, how are you, sir?
I am doing fantastic. I've got NHL Network on. I'm getting ready for the first game today. And I will say one of the many perks about living on the West Coast is now that I've got hockey at 2:30 in the afternoon on a regular basis. So I'll gladly take that.
Who should be the new offense coordinator of the Seahawks, Fitzy?
Oh, man. You're talking to a Lions fan, so I don't know. A parking cone? Like, I just want to win a meaningful game in the playoffs. That's all I got.
There you go.
You get excited they were looking at John Schneider? You get hopeful?
Yeah.
So I was actually getting pretty hopeful about that, and I listened to a few of your guys' shows, and I read some of the different things that were out there, and I was getting excited, but I was like, there's no way the Lions make this move. And, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day about Nick Saban. I was like, you ever think Nick Saban just gets bored and tired of winning? Like, the only thing that he can do now is go to another school and start over. And I'm like, this John Schneider, same thing. The only thing he can do now is go somewhere else and start over. So I'm like, you know what? Maybe the Lions are attractive, but I knew really not that deep down he was never leaving.
I hope we made the cut on some of those shows, but would you want to share which shows you aren't listening to? I mean, we'll just keep it between us.
You made the cut. Don't worry.
There we go.
Oh, look at that.
Hey.
We're
the home of Fitzy. Everett Fitzhugh.
All right.
Kraken broadcaster. A year from now, we'll be getting it underway. How excited are you? Like tonight when you sit down, the first game, I believe, is at 2 o'clock. Then we'll have five games tonight. Do you sit down and just, a year from now, I mean, you'll be at Climate Pledge or wherever you guys start. And for the first time, we'll have NHL, this version of the NHL, right, in Seattle. I mean, how excited are you a year out from now?
It's very exciting, honestly. You know, for me, not only just personally, but just the fact that there's been so much work, blood, sweat, tears, sacrifices that have gone into this venture from everybody involved with the Kraken, with OVG, with the training center and the arena, and it's just – to see that whole puzzle piece and that whole puzzle come together is going to be fantastic. We actually had a staff meeting the other day, and, you know, we were talking about what are you most excited for? And I think for me, it's just the overall seeing that puzzle come together. We've got so many great pieces to that puzzle, and to be able to look up and give that, oh, okay, that's what it's supposed to look like. To be able to give that, it's going to be amazing. And the fact that now these games, when we see Vancouver and Calgary and Edmonton and, Anaheim and LA and San Jose, Vegas, see our divisional teams now playing, you know, fans can watch these games and fans can say, all right, I expect this from Mark Stone, who was just named captain of the Golden Knights about 15 minutes ago. I expect this out of a really good young Vancouver Canucks team. I expect Calgary and Edmonton to continue to climb the ladder. So now I think it's tangible. Now you can actually watch. And if you're a fan, you can actually see that process start to come together and you can start to get an idea of, okay, this is what we can expect here at Climate Pledge Arena next year in under a year's time. Hopefully everything stays on track in October 2021. We're back at it again. But, you know, I'm just very, very excited that we've got live hockey back and now we can actually start on the ice preparing to see what we can expect next year.
Well, Fitzy, I need your help because, you know, if you listen to the show, you know, I view everything through the lens of fantasy sports.
And did you already draft your team?
I did. To give myself that glimpse of the league, I drafted a team. Now, I need your help. This center from Edmonton, it looks like Leon Draisaitl. I need to know how to pronounce his name. I need to know how good he is because
he's Draisaitl.
He's my number one pick.
So Leon Draisaitl from Germany. He is arguably, depending on what circles you run in, depending on who you talk to, Leon Draisaitl is probably the third or fourth best player in the NHL. His line mate, Connor McDavid.
V. Gates.
He's probably number one. Nathan MacKinnon down in Colorado is up there as well. But Draisaitl, as your number one pick, you did not go wrong with Leon Draisaitl.
I like that.
Fitzy, who's the most exciting player in the league, Ryan? Who, give us five guys we need to pay attention to. And when I say us, I'm me, who I don't know anything. All right?
I'm going to write this down,
I'm going to write it all down. Give me five guys to pay attention to this season in the NHL.
I just mentioned three of them. Okay. Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid, both in Edmonton. I think one of the best 1-2 punches in the NHL. Nathan MacKinnon in Colorado. I think the Avalanche are probably the odds-on favorite, I think, to win the Stanley Cup this year. If not the Avalanche, you know, to win it, I think definitely to make it to the Stanley Cup final, to have a pretty long postseason run. So I think Nathan MacKinnon is there. obviously, you can never discredit the likes of Alex Ovechkin because he is on the cusp of a few milestones this year, I think, in terms of games played, in terms of goals. And then, obviously, the big one for me is going to be with the divisions now realigning and all of those Canadian teams playing each other. Is this the year that the Toronto Maple Leafs can make a long playoff run? And I think a lot of that is going to hinge on Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner. So, again, another 1-2 punch like Draisaitl and McDavid at Edmonton. I think if they can get their act together and if both of those players can continue to play at the high level, you know, don't sleep on a team like the Toronto Maple Leafs surprising some people this year because of a guy like Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner.
We need a Canadian team to win it, Fitzy. All right, Slick and I have talked about, we need it. All right, they need to win one because we're taking everything from them, all right? We just beat them in the World Juniors, right? Tim Hortons is owned by an American.
Mm.
You know, it's this stuff needs to end. We need to throw these poor people a bone here. All right, the best thing going for them right now is Mrs. Trudeau. And that's a great thing to have going for you. But I'm just saying, like,
well, we could arrange a trade, can't
they
we?
They need something else. And how about let them have the Stanley Cup 1 year?
Well, to be fair, they did. I mean, Canada itself hasn't won a Stanley Cup in a long time, but the Stanley Cup was awarded in Canada last year. So,
it doesn't count, Fitzy.
Hey, I'm a moral victory guy. Small victories, it's fine. It's fine.
Heading into the year, how about give us the one or two, maybe three of the storylines to kind of pay attention to this season?
I think for me, the biggest one is going to be, again, with these divisions being realigned geographically now, you have an opportunity for so many different rivalries that you normally wouldn't expect. And, you know, everyone who's a big hockey fan can tell you that Boston and Montreal is a really good rivalry. And obviously you've got Toronto and Montreal, you've got Edmonton and Calgary, you know, those two teams playing 10 times each. But I think the opportunity to have some new rivalries start, I think, is something that a lot of fans can really get excited about. And then also with the Kraken coming in next year, you've got a chance to see different teams. So if you're following the Vancouver Canucks, the Canucks are only playing Canadian teams this year. So after this season, the Kraken are only going to be playing those Eastern Conference teams, Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, once a year. You have an opportunity now to see those teams more times, become familiar with the league and things like that. So I think that is something that that can't be overstated, in that you get to see more teams. You can see teams, you know, develop those rivalries. I love an opportunity to have a non-traditional Stanley Cup final as well. You know, Vancouver and Vegas had a really, really good Colorado had a really good playoff series. Can you imagine that as a Stanley Cup final series? Boston, Montreal, like I said, teams that are historic rivals. Could you imagine seeing those two play for the Stanley Cup as well? So I think that's a really good storyline. And then I think for me, the last storyline, and it's the elephant in the room here, is the fact that hopefully COVID can keep under control, and that we can finish the season. I think we can have a season. We can maybe get fans back into more than just a couple of buildings. But I think for me, the biggest key for the NHL is to make sure that we have a season. Everything goes off without a hitch. Everyone stays healthy, and that we can continue to move forward to next season when the Kraken start playing, when we can have 20,000 back in the building again. So I think those are my big storylines that I'm personally looking forward to for this season.
Thank you, sir, for the time. Enjoy the games tonight. We'll check back in with you, hopefully, during the season. We'll update you on Slick's fantasy team. And then, we're counting down the days till next year and the Kraken get underway. Everett, appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Everett Fitzhugh, broadcaster, Kraken. Fitzy, who we love. We love having Fitzy on. If the Avalanche win this whole thing, well, that's a happy household for me.
Happy wife, happy life.
You're damn right. My wife from Colorado, from Denver, huge Avalanche fan. Season tickets growing up. You know what? Perfect. That would be great. All right, what's up with that Wednesday? There you go. 49451. What's up with that? Slick and I take this opportunity to answer anything that you'd like.
That's right.
What's up from Keith? What's up with every time I tweet you guys, I immediately get followed by a porn bot?
You're welcome.
Yeah, what's the problem? What's your point, Keith?
We're here to help.
You click on Angela from St. Petersburg, Russia. Give her a follow.
Yeah, problem is, you think it's Angela, but on the other end, it's actually Putin.
It's actually Doug.
With his shirt off.
It's actually Doug. Doug going through all your...
He's rubbing his nipples.
Hey! What's up with Shoddy taking the fall for Carol's kids falling, failing at their jobs? Oh,
oh, no.
Oh, Brennan got it. You know, Brennan jumped ship, man.
He's smart.
Like, I'm taking the Arizona job. This thing looks terrible.
Yeah. No, good call.
What's up with Softy yelling at all of his commercial spots?
Well, he wants to make sure you're listening.
He's a yeller. I don't know.
That's what he is. What's up with Chris Kidd, man? Like...
Leaving early?
Well, not just the leaving early. That... We'll get to that, like, tomorrow when he's here to explain himself. But the dog thing.
He doesn't like dogs, man.
They're little dogs,
though. I think it's weird when people don't like dogs. I think it's odd.
I mean, because it's rare you're going to come across a dog that's like that's not going to be friendly. They're man's best friend.
Well, the little ones are always so scared of their own shadow, though.
Yes.
The real, real little ones.
They can be skittish.
You know what? I'll contradict myself because that's what we are. We're the show of contradiction. I don't like those dogs.
Okay, but they're still, I mean, little dogs. Like, I don't know if they were lost, but whatever they were. There were two dogs that were in here on leashes, controlled, like...
Yeah, violating licking, station policy.
Like, yeah, that's neither here nor
there. Violation of station policy.
Licking people, being nice. Chris Kidd literally came in here and hid from the dogs until they left the floor. Like, he wouldn't leave the producers.
He had an incident. I think he told us he got bit. What's up with no Watson for Wilson trade?
Why?
Hey, this is a what's up with that Wednesday.
Well, what's up with that text?
They would like us to answer it.
Watson is the lesser quarterback, and changing the quarterback isn't going to change the head coach's philosophy. You got Brett Favre here.
What's up
and
with
Pete Carroll's going to have the same philosophy.
What's up with diet of French fries, vodka, and pizza not working? That's a good diet, though.
That was my diet for a long time.
Good luck, French fries. How are you doing?
Doing all right.
How's the food today? What's on the menu today?
Well, I had a fruit smoothie this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we got apples and peanut butter, a little bit of kiwi, fruits and things, pepperoni and cheese.
Kiwi. Yeah. I do love some kiwi.
Man. Yeah.
It
ain't pizza.
I love pizza. How is it when you go to the bathroom really bad, the closer you get to the latrine, the worse it gets? How does it know? What's up with that?
You know, a way to combat that is you do a countdown in your head.
It's the squeeze method. You got to learn to squeeze.
You just do a countdown in your head, do it for like 30 seconds longer than you need, and then you're going to be fine. Now you're going to experience that. That urgency is just going to go away until you get to the end of the countdown. It's like, oh my God. So always give yourself more time than you need.
Put it on the wall today. Pete's going to bring back Bo Scarborough.
To run the offense?
I think to be the running back.
Alex Collins, your starting running back.
What's up with a company interviewing four times and sending you another Zoom invite to have a quick conversation about making their final decision?
I don't know. If you want the job, I'd say probably do it.
I don't think our bosses here know how to use Zoom.
We're kind of a Teams.
Yeah, we are a Teams guy.
We're a Teams.
Number three building. Should be involved with the OC hire. Thoughts?
Well, I have dreams, too.
He wouldn't get what he wants. Send him to Jacksonville now. A 1-2 in next year's one.
Why to Jacksonville? I guess because they have a high pick. Okay, so you're saying.
Because they have the...
No, but it's like, you know, when they're like, oh, send him to Cleveland, send him to Jacksonville, because like you hate the guy and you want him to be miserable.
Send him to Miami for Tua and the number three pick.
For Tua?
And the number three pick.
Yeah. I don't know. How about just... Taylor an offense around him.
Well, you're not going to. Huh? He just told you that. They're not going to do that.
Well, they're also not going to trade Russell Wilson. So what?
What's the point then of keeping him if you aren't just going to tailor it around?
So that
him?
When you play those close games that Pete Carroll loves
God,
so much,
Lord.
That you've got the guy that all of a sudden you can dump everything on and say, "Hey, Russ, pull us out of the fire again. My idiot concept failed one more time, and I'm going to need you to pull us out of the fire.
What's up with James Harden not playing because he wants a trade? WTF, man. Fat James Harden, man. Fat James Harden and crazy Kyrie, I'm telling you, are why people hate athletes. Honestly. Why they hate the 2021 American athlete.
Yeah.
Are crazy Kyrie and fat James Harden.
They're like, is Kyrie going to be back this year? Well, yeah, of course he is.
This guy is just AWOL. Kyrie Irving's AWOL from the organization. Then he's out having a birthday party in Toronto. All over the, like, but you know, he's concerned about other things that are going on in his life, but then he's out partying. Fat James Harden is literally throwing himself. He's doing what we do, letting yourself go.
Mm-hmm.
And we're watching a highly skilled athlete let himself go right in front of us. I mean, last night on the broadcast, he's going through the warm-up lines, and I'm watching this on NBA TV, and the lead announcer goes, there's James Harden warming up. Well, it looks like he didn't skip the buffet line. I mean, that's on the league's television network.
They probably got smacked down for that.
But it's funny.
Well, yeah, it's funny.
I'm telling you, fat James Harden and crazy Kyrie are the reason why probably a lot of people hate the NBA.
But also why a lot of people love it.
And then why people, well, it's why I hate. I mean, I hate that element of it.
Well, but you like the stories and the drama and the
not that
BS.
Though. Not James. Not what James Harden's doing.
Yeah,
he's sabotaging his career, and worst of all, he's sabotaging his team and his organization.
What are they at? 3-6.
Yeah, and he's forcing them. He just basically said, "I'm going to drink and eat, and get so fat until you trade me."
Wow.
He signed through when? 2023. Shocking, I never did this earlier. 23 or 24. Man, if Houston had some balls, but they don't, I would be like, you know what? We're not trading you. Stay home. Get as fat as you want. We'll pay you because, you know what? We signed the deal.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to trade you. You're done. And let him sit. Let him sit on the sideline.
Yeah, but then you're kissing your year goodbye.
Oh, they've already kissed it goodbye. Make a point. Make a point to guys like this. You just don't get to do this. No one else gets to do this in any job. Throw a fit because you didn't get what you wanted. Make $30 million a year. And then get what you want.
Well.
God, the Sixers, don't do it. All right, we got to go. We got to go. Thank God it's over.
Plowing ahead.
Coming up next.
Ian Furness.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Coach, I'll just tell like it is. A lot of lack of discipline, at least in the first half here.
Who made you the coach?
No one.
It seems like it's going to happen next year with Shoddy and Carroll blow up.
Who made you coach?
Ian!
Gentlemen, can I do a...
What the hell did you do in here?
Nothing. Why?
Into the KJR Golf Center.
I haven't been in there since like Friday.
Mm. Oh.
And look at your handiwork.
What happened?
Well, do you look above?
That wasn't me.
Okay. Now... Let's dig deep here.
We're going to have an investigation.
You have been accused.
Oh,
really?
You have been accused by someone in this building of using the KJR practice facility and damaging the wall there and above you because you swung too hard on a club.
Oh, no. You know what I did? So I had one swing, and the ball went into the net, but the net popped up in the air because I followed through. My ball did not go up that. I couldn't hit a 60-degree lob wedge that
high. Did you hit the ceiling?
No, I couldn't hit a lob wedge that
high. That's what I said. I don't know how. I think that in the ceiling was already there.
Yeah.
I'm being dead ass honest.
No, it wasn't. Those two things were not there.
Well, not that on the wall, but on the ceiling, I think it was.
I use the KJR practice facility every day.
I mean, I'll take the blame if I need to, but I can't hit. I couldn't hit a lob wedge that high if I tried.
No full swings.
Okay. The takeoff on What Bugs You Wednesday.
What's up with that?
Do that for me.
All right.
I got one for you.
Okay.
You guys can relate.
Don't pretend like you don't know.
No, I honestly
know the name of the segment.
I just had a long, intense conversation with Shockey, so I'm trying to get my bearings with me.
Uh-oh.
So, what's up with, who has this issue? The stupid fire alarm, the smoke alarm in your house?
Yeah.
Why does it go off on the at the most inopportune time?
The beeping?
I don't know.
And why is it so damn hard to put that 9-volt battery back in?
It's tight quarters.
Greatest mystery, Ian, that scholars from the yesteryear can't answer.
Can we not figure that out? Why can't you just take it out and put a new one in as opposed to taking it out, having to make sure, okay, which way is it here? And then put in.
Mm-hmm.
Like today, I'm running a little late. I'm in. I do a little hit with our guys up in Canada because apparently the Seahawks made a big move yesterday with that everyone wants to talk about.
That's no big deal.
And so as I'm doing the thing, all of a sudden, in the hallway, not one of the ones upstairs, but right in front of me. Beep, beep.
It scares the life out of you every time.
Dog starts barking.
Yeah,
it's a high pitched sound, and I look at the kid. And I said, "Get a 9-volt battery." He's like, "Huh?" I'm like,
it's the square one, buddy.
Yeah,
we go without smoke alarms.
The last time it happened was at 4:30 in the morning about 2 months ago.
Terrible.
In our bedroom. Yeah, I'm like, that's great.
I just act like I can't hear it.
And I went downstairs, didn't have a 9-volt battery. Awesome.
Circle back here, though.
Had to go back to the 7-11.
A lot of damage in here in the practice facility.
That's fine.
I'm telling you, the ceiling was already like that.
No, it was not.
I swear. I swear it was like
that. You are incorrect.
When's the last time you looked at the ceiling?
I'm there all the time. No full swings. But you've been accused by someone.
I don't care.
All I would say is I would bring it up to him today at 2:45.
Yeah, I know who would throw me
because
in the bus.
Claiming that you are in here, in his words, swinging away like John Daly. and I want to repeat the rule of the KJR practice facility.
Yeah? No full swing?
Chip shots.
So why do you have a driver in there?
I didn't bring it in.
Yeah.
That was Goober. He brought it in.
Actually, now that I think of it, I think it was a 5-iron or something.
Don't even go the 5.
Whatever it was not like
how,
a lob wedge.
Ian, do you know how fast I ripped the driver out of Chris Kidd's hands when I saw him come in here and try to hit the driver?
Well, I saw Chris Kidd try to swing. He had the Joe Morgan twirling of the baseball swing. So yeah,
that's why he whiffed the first 5 times.
Holmgren today.
Holmgren at 2. Ryan S. Clark at 220. And then at 120 today, we got all kinds of sound. We're gonna do a deep dive. Shoddy Gate. What happened? We'll hear from Tyler Lockett. We're gonna hear from Pete on Monday when he denied they were gonna do anything. Sort of, kind of. And then also a little shoddy from Softy about a month ago.
Okay.
Yep.
The mayor's coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow on a Thursday. We promise to be better,
but I doubt it.
No shirt, no shoes, no ties.
Anybody like to smoke some pot?
I was born to love you. I was born to lick your face. I was born to rob you, but you were born to rub me first.
What do you need my address for? We'd like to send out a mailer.
Mother of mercy, I don't speak Japanese!
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.